And the time is 5 o'clock.
Downtown Underground, this is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey, you.
Fun Drive has always been celebrated for its excellence, but there's a live Fun Drive show we're putting on in public domain 633 Portage Avenue. On Friday, February the 13th, it's a heavily absurd dance floor versus with Cookie Delicious, Cola Cola Pop, and Forstein. $15 at the door, show at 8 p.m.
Right you are. Good afternoon, friends. Ron Robinson with our first of two Fun Drive shows, yes, today and then next Thursday, but why not do it today is what I was going to say. This half hour, what's on at the Winnipeg Public Library? Take a look at the igniter for you as well. We've got our Diary of a Bookseller, as well as Reader's Book of Days, and music, music, music. Now, to start with, I mentioned the igniter because we look at it every week. The igniter publishes here right through the school year. You can usually pick up a copy at Hildegard's Bakery and Coffee Shop there, too, on the corner of Portage and Maryland. The piece, the big picture on the front page of this week's igniter, and the article extensive inside with lovely photos. It warmed my cockles. Grounds worth gathering for, Winnipeg's coffee culture. So lovely photos, not as good as drinking it, but looking as good. The machinery, etc., the time, the talent, the Mexican warmth and family, as well as Arabic, hospitality and gratitude, and then Vietnamese coffee, slowness and patience. A little indication of three different locations where you can obtain that fine, fine brew. As well, as always, there's a half page in the igniter devoted to CKUWFM, which lists our entire schedule. Because we are here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I am looking at the slightly shaded, shaded, indication of a spoken word from music, such as Boots and Saddle for country. I see shades of classics on Sunday at 8 o'clock in the morning. Of course, Voyage for Jazz on Wednesday. If you didn't already know this, or this is the sort of thing you want to tear out and put up on your fridge, so it's there for you at a glance, because we are indeed the Eclectic Circus. And now you just heard Scott's promo there for the dance punk band Cookie Delicious. Will perform at Public Domain February 13th, so that's tomorrow, just in time for Valentine's Day, CKUW Fun Drive. Peace in the igniter today. It is indeed. It takes funding to run a radio station. So from now until the 20th, the goal, as you know, but I'll remind you, is $60,000. The point is, no one person has to come up with the $60,000. If you'd want to, I would shake your hand. I would shake both your hands. I would shake your hand off if you wanted to come. Why not find someone who wants to buy your hand for $60,000? Until the 20th, then. Until the 20th of February. That's well in today's Winnipeg Free Press. I also see on the WhatsApp section, the CKW Fund Drive, tricky year, I'll say, which faces the budgetary challenges we have mentioned from time to time. Particularly the Stylus magazine, which we like to see would continue. Nice little write-up on it here for the what it has meant. Stylus, Winnipeg's flagship indie music publication, the magazine, still in limbo. We battle on. We're passing the hat, you might say, asking you to put your hand in your pocket. Now, those are some things we always do here on Pages, Radio for Readers, here for you every Thursday, 5 to 5:30. We are from CKUWFM. That means, of course, that we broadcast live from the University of Winnipeg, formerly the United College, if you're as old as I am. You may remember, which is still the motto, I would think, of the college, the university, and that is Lux et Veritas Florient, which I used to say to me, don't forget the Florient. And if you understand that, then you really are as old as I am. It was a spray for taking away smells from your house, you may remember. No, it means let truth and light flourisheth. That's the University of Winnipeg, and there's some of that here, don't you think, at CKUW, where we all offer a variety of voices, and something's happening. The light is flashing over my head. That could be a good thing. Someone's gone to the door. Someone has come in person wanting to donate cash money. How often does that happen? This just in.
Not for your show, but a donation came in, just put us over $23,000.
Right you are.
From Kennedy. not.
Am I reading this correctly?
Yeah, we just went over 23,000.
We've just gone over 23. I had a slight heart attack there for a moment. I thought someone had donated. Don't know. All right, we're over $23,022. What was that goal again at home? Chat along with me. $60,000. Thank you, Kennedy. Thank you, Kennedy. Blessed. Yes, we're blessed. As for the rest of you, before I forget, I want to thank Adam Glynn, big time, with a name like that, and I see he donated $93.70, which tells me that he is the head honcho of CJNU. Shall we call it our sister station? Nostalgia lives at that station. Well, we are Mr. Nostalgia ourselves, are we not? As well, thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Kristen. This has come through again. So we're at $259. Our goal for this show, for this program, Pages, over the period of 2 weeks, is $500. Surely we can do that with your help, because we had your help last year, did we not? So I was talking about the United, I was talking about us here on campus. We broadcast live. Most of the hosts here certainly are your neighbors. The focus, of course, first and foremost, would be on students, because that's the general body here on campus. So there's a turnover every year. But the age range runs right up to the age of old crocs like myself, the creaky end of the scale. And so there's room for everybody. For example, the host of Voyage, I know, has been around a long time, singing in the Winnipeg Philharmonic up till just recently. And his love of jazz is both looking backwards and looking forwards as well. So we are the Eclectic Circus. Those of you who have been waiting for the opportunity, Scott is here right now to show that you support both the station in particular. At this time, at this place, is Pages, Radio for Readers. We'll talk more about that later, but 204-774-6877. Online, of course, you can do it yourself. So easy a child can do it. Fundrive.ckuw.ca takes you right to the page. It indicates the incentives, and down the bottom as well, if you like, you can donate for a tax receipt. All there for you. And so I know we've been saying gimme, gimme, gimme. Well, here's gimme, 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 but I'm playing this for you because tomorrow's Valentine's Day, too. I hear the phone ringing. I hear the phone ringing. Yes. Need your help. Want your help.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K-car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Go up there and hang out.
Like, open the fridge and stuff, and there already be foods laid out for us, little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
Crafting.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I
Well, I'd buy you some art,
a Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Rich, and I'd be donating to the CKRW fund drive, like Michael. Bless you, Michael. Has just come through with $50 for us here. I'm looking at we're over $300 now on our way to $500, and our total $23,070 to make that $23,072. The goal is to get to $60,000. We're on average. We'd like to be better than average. No, we did raise $60,000 last year. The ergo, kumquat, it must follow as the night, the day. It can be done. It will be done. It should be done. I think I can. The little engine that could, of course. Which turns me then to something we do every Thursday here on Pages, Radio for Readers, and looks at the... That's what we do, boys. That's what we do. We look at the website, the app for the Winnipeg Public Library System. Why? Because, as Dr. Johnson said, much can be made of a Scotsman if he be caught young. There's a great value in reading, and it needs the drum thumped regularly to remind you of its value. For example, teen book folding workshop, Hedgehogs. And this is in person at the program room of the West Kildonan Library. Saturday, create your very own super adorable hedgehog by repurposing an old book with a few simple page folding techniques. All supplies provided, no experience necessary. Ages 13 to 70, it'll be 90 minutes long. Saturday again, 2 to 3:30, program room of the West Kildonan Library. You have to register. But it can be done. It should be done at register. 12 seats left, or I wouldn't have bothered telling you about it. By the way, zines for teens. A mix of journaling, scrapbooking, collaging. Learn about zine culture. Explore different artistic techniques. Create your own. Roll about in ink. All supplies provided, ages 13 to 70. It's a drop-in. 90 minutes this coming Saturday again. 2 to 3:30. It's in the program room out at Windsor Park Library. I remember it well. Again, you have to register, but there's 16 seats left for that. Have a look at the Winnipeg Public Library and their app, because you can plan ahead a month. I didn't even tell you about some of the things that are fully booked now. They cover the waterfront. The day that the libraries come in, take out a book. Oh, those days are long gone. The variety of opportunities for you there to stay current, to find a safe, secure spot to read, to learn different crafts and possibilities. The CRA comes to the library as well if you're looking for help on how to do your income tax. I noticed that earlier for seniors. But again, you have to get to that early and book accordingly. Go to the app, Winnipeg Public Library. Go to the Winnipeg Public Library, first and foremost, if you don't have the app. But if I can download the app, what do we say? If I can do it, you can certainly do it as well. as well here on Pages, Radio for Readers. I want to remind you that we're here for you as well Saturday, Carol and I, Saturday morning show, 6 till 8, where we take a look at the book pages of the Winnipeg Free Press for that Saturday. And I have from last Saturday a reminder of what they were covering. I see Lawrence Broadhurst reviewed Football by Chuck Klosterman. Oh, it's a book about football, right? It's so much a book about football. Its title is simply Football. There is no subtitle. A book about football written by someone who adores football. Now, whether you or not this book is for you comes down to a bit of your essence. Do you love this entity, football, enough to read a paean to it that also foretells its end? Well, you may recognize that name for his many, many books, Chuck Klosterman. Lawrence Broadhurst teaches English and religion at St. Paul's High School in Winnipeg. That book favorably reviewed in last Saturday's Free Press, Football by Chuck Klosterman. As well, number of events that were on the Paper Chase column that Ben Sigurdsson runs. Two or three of them we used last Saturday, but they're passed now, but I did like this. 2010, how often does a book from the past get yet another mention, another life? Often the lifespan of a book on the shelves of a bookstore is the life of a fruit fly. Blows the wind and it is gone. If you're fortunate to have enough attention, you'll go from hardcover to paperback, all right. Yeah. But for a book to be mentioned yet again in the New York Times by Winnipeg novelist Joan Thomas, extra attention, thanks to an article in the New York Times, appeared in January 23rd on the headline Immersive Historical Fiction, Full of Rule Breakers and Rebels. And her book, Curiosity, which we read and enjoyed, based on the real-life story of Mary Anning, who discovered fossils in the UK in the early 1800s, sold them to scientists who turned around and claimed the finds as their own. So that's Joan Thomas' book. You can check it out at the library as well. Good question. Is it in print? That's why we have the library, don't you know? The title again, Curiosity. Thus struck your curiosity this May as well, that I'm looking at a couple of books that refer to interviews that we did here on CKWFM.
I'm Lindsay Wong, author of Villain Hitting for Vicious Little Nobodies, and you're listening to CKUWFM 95.9.
I'm Terry Fallis, author of The Marionette, and you're listening to CKUWFM 95.9 in Winnipeg.
Now, I have a copy of each right here in my hand, the finished product, too, not just the reader's copy. Thank you. Sales rep dropped these off for us, or publicist, I should say. I have a copy here. We're looking for $100. If we get a donation for $100, we get several people willing to donate $100. We'll put your name in a hat, and I will draw before I leave here at 5:30 and make sure that it gets to you. What shall I tell you? These books were worth $35, and the Villain Hitting for Vicious Little Nobodies is the most recent interview we did here, and Lindsay Wong teaches here on campus and has had more publicity than I've seen in a long time for a local author. You have done well, Lindsay. All right. To do that, you need to call Scott right now at 774-6877. 774-6877. $100, and you're in for a chance to win one of those two books. Some of you are doing that. I'm looking at the Free Press Arc, the pages from some time back, from 2025, actually, an obituary for Robert Edward Lane, following high school, joined the Royal Canadian Navy at the age of 18, served 1946 to 1949. Well, then let's make our march around the supper table tonight. Heart of Oak.
Thank you.
please. Smoke me if you got them. From the CD Swing Service, the Royal Canadian Navy Band, HMCS Chippewa here in Winnipeg, is our march today. So I'm looking at the handout for the Friends card, and that was the first thing I did, actually. I put my money where my mouth is and put in $35 to get my Friends card, because it's good for a discount on goods and services through the rest of the year. I go to Into the Music almost every Tuesday, and I head right for the back wall there where the dollar LPs are. And lately, he's been putting out freebies at the front door. The other reason for going Into the Music, because they support us too. Into the Music is where you'll be able to pick up your incentives in March if you've donated and asked for one of the goodies at the different price points. But let's start with the $35, because that's the Friends card, as I mentioned. Burton Lysecki Books for a discount there. Dooley Records. If you're still into vinyl, just up the street next to CBC on Portage Avenue, so just a short walk from where I'm sitting now. Into the Music, I mentioned as well. Elements, further along Portage Avenue, is the restaurant in the... you can't miss it. It's got the Elements... abbreviations all on the windows. You can, the restaurant is right on the main floor there on Portage Avenue. I want to make sure I've got this right. Yes, I am right. 15% off food at Elements. But as well, we have a couple of subs new. The Ida Bakery Worker Co-op at 577 Ellis Avenue had a sample of their sort of cheesy pizza-like twisty thing yesterday. It was to drool for. So, Dave Barber Cinematheque, member admission pricing, $6 to any regular screening. The card pays for itself. What could be more Winnipeg than that? The card pays for itself. $35 level. You can go right up to the $500 level as well. Now, if incentives, you got every T-shirt you ever needed, I can understand that. Don't need another toque, I can understand that. Don't forget, the possibility is there for you get a tax deduction because we have the charitable tax status for us here. Again, fundrive.ckuw.ca. If you want to do that on your own at your own time between now and February the 20th, because the coach, which is CKUW, turns back into a big pumpkin at 5 o'clock on the 20th of February. It's horrible. If I was caught in it once, the seeds get in your hair. So what you want to do is donate now to fundrive.ckuw.ca, or I've mentioned it before, but it's always worth mentioning again, we have two authors who are good enough to do an interview for us.
I'm Terry Follis, author of The Marionette, and you're listening to CKUW-FM 95.9 in Winnipeg.
I'm Lindsay Wong, author of Villain Hitting for Vicious Little Nobody, and you're listening to CKUW-FM 95.9.
$100 donated now by talking to Scott on the phone here gets you in our draw for one of these new novels that came out just last season. Lindsay, of course, I mentioned, teaches here, teaches creative writing here on campus. I'm looking at the clock and thinking of you and thinking of Valentine's Day and thinking, wouldn't you like to give us some money for Valentine's? I know you would. I know you would. I know you want to call now. 774-6877.
I'm just an old-fashioned girl with an old-fashioned mind. Not sophisticated, I'm the plain and simple kind. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I'd like a plain, simple car, a cerise Cadillac, long enough to have a bowling alley in the back. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I'll stay weaving at my loom, be no trouble to my groom, if he'll keep the piles of money mounting. In our cottage there will be a soundproof nursery, not to wake the baby while I'm counting. I like the old-fashioned flowers, violets are for me. Have them made in diamonds by the man at Tiffany. I want an old-fashioned old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I'm just a pilgrim at heart, oh so pure and genteel. Catch me in Las Vegas when I'm at the spinning wheel. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I'll ask for such simple things when my birthday occurs. Two apartment buildings that are labeled hers and hers. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I like Chopin and Bizet and the songs of yesterday, string quartets and Polynesian carols. But the music that excels is the sound of oil wells as they slurp, slurp, slurp into the barrels. My little home will be quaint as an old parasol, and instead of carpets I'll have money wall to wall. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned...
Who wouldn't want an old-fashioned millionaire? I'm Ron Robinson. You've been listening to Pages, Radio for Readers. Stay tuned now for Eat Your Arts and Vegetables. Up next, following that, Tony the Brave with Mr. Dave. Thank you for those of you who donated. There's still time, of course there is. We're here until February the 20th looking for $60,000. Leave you with Kurt Snow, a sad little drum music for you.